This edition of the Big Brother 22 Exit Interview Podcast with the three people who left during the triple eviction is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Counseling. Now, I'm talking to you, Big Brother fans. If you think that you may be depressed or feeling anxious, stressed, or overwhelmed, the Big Brother season can take a toll on all of us. BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who are trained to listen and to help. Talk with your counselor in a private online environment at your own convenience from wherever you're comfortable. BetterHelp counselors have expertise in a broad range of areas such as anxiety, grief, and depression, all things that are very much a part of life in 2020, trauma, loss, anger, self-esteem, and more. BetterHelp can give you access to help that may not be available in your area or may not be easily accessible to you here during this pandemic. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and get matched up with your counselor in under 48 hours. You'll easily secure video or phone sessions with your therapist, and you can exchange unlimited messages. Everything you share is confidential, and if for any reason you're unhappy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time with no additional charge. I was able to check it out and give it a shot, talk to somebody, and it could not have been easier. It's just like jumping on a Zoom call. Join the 1 million plus people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced counselor at BetterHelp. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, they are currently recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp is an affordable option. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month with the discount code RHAP. Get started today at BetterHelp.com/RHAP. That's BetterHelp.com/RHAP. Talk to a therapist online and get help. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob here with our exit interview triple eviction edition. We are going to hear the answers to the questions that I sent in to the three players who went out. We were able to ask them four questions apiece in these exit interviews. They are not live. The people that we are hearing from cannot hear me, but just for fun, let's pretend that they can. And that's the way that we will conduct these exit interviews. And we'll get to Kevin, David, and Danny in just a moment. Of course, we had a lot of fun recapping the triple eviction from Thursday night. We got into everything that happened. If you missed our recap coverage, over 6,000 people joined us live after the triple eviction to check out our coverage. That's up on robisthewebsite.com and on our YouTube channel. Of course, live feed updates coming up all weekend long. Taryn will have a Saturday night roundtable, and then we'll be back on Monday night this week to recap the next episode of Big Brother as we shift to the Monday, Wednesday, Thursday schedule here over these next couple of weeks. All right, but first, let's go ahead and hear from the person who left the house first last night, and that was none other than Kevin Campbell. He was my winner pick for the season. May have put the jinx on him. He really never had a shot, but let's hear from Kevin Campbell and go ahead and patch in his answers to our questions. Hey, Kevin, good morning. Sorry to see you out of the house at this point in the game. Would love to hear from you. You talked a lot this week about some threats about potentially not voting for players if they are in the final two. How serious are you about some of the threats you made to the house guests about your jury vote now that you are in the jury?
I was super, super, super serious about these threats because I feel like I've never really been in the jury house. So I'm kind of low-key obsessed right now. Like, I'm in a mansion. But right now, as a jury member, I have a lot of power and a lot of responsibility. And one of the things that I want to really do is use this as one of the few opportunities in which I actually have power. I could not win nothing this season. I did win one competition, but, you know, like, I feel like a jury vote is an instance of using power. And for me, I kept threatening in the house that if I had power, I would do the very opposite of what everybody was doing in the house. And for me right now, I want to not vote with whatever majority is occurring. So if basically I feel like I don't want to reveal who I'm going to ultimately vote for, but I'm feeling some kind of way right now. And I don't think anybody can sway my decision right now. This is my own unique perspective. You can try as much as you want. People have already been trying. And I'm like, try again, because I have my own unique perspective and I'm going to use the vote how I want to.
Okay, Kevin, I want to know, in the beginning of the game, how come all of the players who weren't part of the Big Alliance, why couldn't you guys get on the same page in the beginning of the game?
Oh my God. I cannot express my annoyance that the people and the house guests who are not a part of the main alliance, I was so annoyed that we could not all get together and form our own alliance against this majority alliance that has been dominating the game. I think the reason why, and I've been thinking about this for now weeks, because like I inside the house, I was like, why am I struggle busing through this? Like, what is going on? And I believe the reason why is from the very beginning, we all didn't trust each other. The people, we all kind of knew like, hey, look, we're kind of all on the outs. But then at the same time, we weren't like, hey, let's talk and have honest conversations with each other. One, two, I don't think we all actually liked each other. You know, you got to kind of actually have some level of respect towards each other to form an alliance. And I think the people who are not in the majority alliance that has been dominating the game didn't really respect or like each other. I was fine with it, but for some reason I felt a lot of like, you know, like people looking at me like, And so how does that make you feel when you're in an alliance that they're kind of just like not looking at you as an asset? And then three, there was not a lot of communication going on. They're just, people were afraid to share their actual thoughts because I think there was hope for people to actually get into the major alliance, if that makes sense. Like, people were like, well, maybe I have a chance at like becoming a member of the bigger alliance. So, you know, I don't really want to share too much information or say too much or anything that would kind of compromise my situation. So there is this dangling carrot that prevented people from kind of bonding together that ultimately led to this, the people who aren't in the main alliance not bonding together, I think. And I think there's a lot of other factors too, but those are the three that I can think of right off the bat.
All right, and Kevin, could you tell us, what are the biggest differences between this house that you just played in and the Big Brother 11 house?
Oh my God. I think that there's several differences between the All-Star house and the Big Brother 11 house. One, the All-Star house is actually a lot more sickening. Sorry, season 11, but this season was a lot more sickening. The design and everything was a lot cuter. Two, the comps were like extremely elevated. Kudos to the comps team, but I mean, I was just completely gagged every time I went to play a comp. I was like, oh my God, are you serious? So that was better this season. What was worse for me was the vibe and energy in the house. Like, it was the most awkward house ever. And I'm an awkward person. And I was like, this is awkward. Like, everybody was like staring at each other like, what do I say? Like, no one was having an honest, like, I don't know if it was just me because I wasn't in the alliance or what. They were like, oh, wait, Kevin's coming. Don't say anything. I don't know what it is. But like every time I entered a room, it was like extremely painful. Like no one could be genuine. Everyone was fake. Like there was never a moment of sincerity. There was never a moment of like, let me just like be myself. Everybody was like performing. Everybody was like aware of the cameras. Everyone was like just extremely inauthentic, in my opinion. Whereas season 11, people were just like, this is who I am, take it or leave it. I'm going to say what I need to say and take it or leave it. And everybody here on this season was trying to be extremely nice and polite and not straightforward. And that to me was extremely awkward. You want in your everyday life to have genuine conversations and connections. And for me, it was very few and far between. I only had that really with David and Devon and Bailey.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much. Can't wait to see you on the other side. I had sent in a fourth question also for Kevin about who is playing the best game in the house. Not sure if that Kevin had long answers and we ran out of time to get that fourth question, or if whatever it was ended up being just a lost in the shuffle. But very lengthy answers from Kevin, the longest we've gotten from any of these exit interviews. We appreciate that. All right. So now let's hear from David Alexander. I was on the David train, thought that he was going to be able to pull this miracle out and maybe make a run. Ultimately, he ends up getting clipped in this triple eviction from the other night. And let's go ahead and hear from Mr. David Alexander in our latest exit interview. Hey, David, good morning. Just want to say great job here in this season. I'd love to know from you, how much of a disadvantage was it for you to come into this season with a much smaller amount of playing time as opposed to some of the other players that are coming in their second and third time back in the Big Brother house?
When it came down to competing, working in comps, the social game, and trying to build on alliances early on, it was a big disadvantage. Plus, other players knowing my inexperience, I didn't have a value set coming into the house. Something like, oh, he's good at comps, or he's good at social, or something to, I guess, help identify a value in an alliance. So I came in hoping that I can win comps and be a comp beast to offset that situation. And I won the comp that I needed, so I made it here.
David, we saw you go through a lot of ups and downs over the course of the season with Tyler. What's been the evolution of your relationship with Tyler in this game?
Tyler is difficult. I understand his gameplay, at least because I've watched his season and I admired it. At the same time, trying to align with him was difficult because I think it came down to me winning ultimately to build on that relationship. And once I wasn't able to win, and once I saw him kind of manipulate and or play the game that he did, that got Bailey and Danny and made people make moves, I just got really frustrated. So I just stopped trusting him, and that made me want to vote him out. I saw his opportunity to get him out of the game, which I feel like at the time could really help me, especially if Ian could have came back in and played with me to build on something.
David, if you could have gotten through this triple eviction last night, what was the plan moving forward for you for the home stretch of the game?
If I survived the triple eviction, I would have came back in the house, and understanding that comps would have been difficult, I would have really tried to lie and manipulate. I would have really tried to get people to start targeting each other, bring up conversations, topics, anything from the beginning of the game leading up to the final six to just get some kind of fractionization between the alliance, or just try to team up with Enzo. I don't know. That was tough.
And David, finally, would you come back to the Big Brother house now that you are a seasoned, experienced pro?
I don't know. Because I have the experience of, let's say, with 50-something days in the house, doing different competitions, understanding the value of getting in different alliances versus kind of avoiding people to get them out, I think I would do it again. If the stars align, if there's another crisis and I'm sitting at home stuck in an apartment, I'll probably do it again for something like that.
Well, I hope that there's not going to be another crisis, but I do appreciate the answer, David. All right. Thank you so much. And hope to talk to you again sometime down the road. All right. So we've got one other Big Brother All-Star to hear from, and it's the third person to go out from this triple eviction from Thursday night, and that would be Dani Briones. Can't wait to hear what she has to say, and so let's bring in Dani. Hey, Dani, good morning. I got to ask you about the vote last night with four votes potentially. Were you expecting that Cody and Enzo and Memphis would vote to save you when you were up against Nicole last night?
I was completely shocked when I got evicted. I thought Memphis, Enzo, and Cody were all voting to keep me. When Julie said by a vote of 4-0, it was a complete blindside. I did not see it coming. I thought 100% I was staying. I literally pulled Nicole into a separate room right before and gave her like a pep talk and cried with her about leaving and everything else. There was no doubt in my mind that I was staying. So it was a complete blindside.
Dani, looking back to your HOH week, do you wish you would have gotten Nicole to be that fourth vote so you could have evicted Tyler when you were the HOH?
It's so hard. Like, I feel like in this game, you can always look back and say, coulda, shoulda, woulda. Do I regret not keeping Ian? Kind of. I was closer to Ian. I wanted Tyler out. I really wanted Tyler out. But would it have put me in a bad spot? You have to remember, Davon, David, and Kevin didn't trust me. Maybe a little bit, not fully. So would I be tossing myself out there and going against the committee and pushing something to go with people who didn't even fully trust me? It would have probably put me in a really bad spot in the game. And I don't know. I don't know if it would have helped me or hurt me. I wanted Tyler out, but I don't know if it would have been the best for my game.
Dani, going back to the beginning of the season, why didn't you get something going with some of the old school players at the start of Big Brother 22?
Okay. I will say there was never a time ever that I thought I would not be working with Janelle. Janelle and Kacer, both of them. I wanted to work with Janelle. Like, I love Janelle. I was shocked. Janelle started saying my name to people, throwing my name out there. And the second, my rule was the second I heard my name come out of somebody's mouth, you're out. You got to go because I can't have that going around the house. I was shocked she was talking about me. I wanted to work with her. I was really disappointed, to be honest, really disappointed because I was never at that time. I mean, obviously the online, I don't know, but I was not going to go against her. Nicole wanted to go against her in the beginning. And I literally talked her out of it. I said, like, you cannot go against her. She's not going to come after us. We need to keep her in the game. I didn't want to go against her. I really didn't. But the second she said my name and was throwing my name around the house, she had to go.
And then last question for you, Dani, what was it like to spend your summer in the Big Brother house with Christmas Abbott?
Summer with Christmas. How do I even answer this? There were times, it was so weird. It was a roller coaster. Like, in the beginning, I did not like Christmas. And then there were times where I did like Christmas. And then I didn't like Christmas again. To be honest, she's a lot. She's a lot. I don't even know how to answer this. I'm looking forward to the real Christmas. The holiday seasons are coming up. I prefer the real Christmas.
All right. Dani, thank you so much. And looking forward to hearing from you down the road. All right. Triple eviction. Three house guests that we heard from. And some interesting answers. Especially surprised about the Dani Janelle answer. That I have to consult with Taryn and see the, you know, Han Solo Greedo of who said whose name first, because as I understood it, that I did not think that Janelle was talking about Dani, but I guess it could have been a little bit of a telephone game as well. So I'm sure we will discuss that more in the future. All right. Keep your eyes peeled for live feed updates coming to you every day, 11 a.m. Eastern, Saturday night, Big Brother Roundtable. And we will be back on Monday night, excuse me, to talk about the next episode of Big Brother. And for you fans of Tough as Nails, look for some additional Tough as Nails coverage that we're going to have coming your way, catching up with the members of Tough as Nails as we are putting together a little bit of a reunion for Tough as Nails coming up. Be on the lookout for that. Plus, for the patrons of Rob's Podcast, start of a new month, we are doing our patron cast for the month of September on Friday afternoon. Look for that. I'll be on for probably about like 5 hours taking calls from the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. So be sure to check that out. RobHasAPodcast.com/patron makes all of our podcasting possible here on Rob Has a Podcast and Reality TV Wrap Ups. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.